My name is Robert Gazda. I'm a senior director in the Wireless Networking Lab at InterDigital. I am also a delegate in ETSI ISG MEC. I am pleased to present this episode on creating new MEC service APIs and how to experiment and test these within the ETSI MEC sandbox. In this episode, we will first learn how a MEC application can offer new MEC services within a MEC system. Next, we'll look at how such a new MEC service can be exposed to and then utilized by other service-consuming MEC applications in the MEC system. Finally, we'll highlight capabilities available in the ETSI MEC sandbox to advertise, discover, and consume new MEC services. First, what is a MEC service? MEC services offer value-added capabilities to enable MEC applications. ISG MEC has standardized a set of built-in services provided via the MEC platform. For example, the location service standardized in MEC 13, or the bandwidth management and traffic steering API standardized in MEC 15. MEC applications can also offer new MEC services above and beyond the standardized set, in essence, extending or expanding the MEC system. This idea of bring your own service has been a central design idea of the MEC architecture since the beginning. How can this be done? First, the MEC 009 specification provides principles, patterns, and guidelines for developing RESTful MEC service APIs. These are helpful to ensure that any new MEC service will fit and be compliant in a MEC system. A MEC application exposes a new MEC service by registering the service with the MEC platform via its service management API. Details can be found in the MEC 11 specification and in its open API representation on ETSI Forge. Before registering the service, the MEC app first needs to initialize and confirm that it's ready with the MEC platform, and then internally prepare the service for use by consumers. When it's ready, the MEC app registers the new service with the MEC platform via a POST method to the service's endpoint, providing its application instance ID and service information with details about the new service, including its endpoint for consumers to use. The MEC platform will verify the request and add the service to its service registry. The service is now ready to be discovered and used by other MEC applications in the MEC system. Now, let's look at how a MEC application can discover the new service. We have two options. Case number one is a subscription and notification method. In this method, the service consuming MEC application creates a service availability subscription with the MEC platform. When a new service registers and becomes available in the MEC system, like I previously showed, the MEC platform issues a notification indicating its availability. The second case is a query method. Here, the consuming MEC application issues an availability query to the MEC platform. The MEC platform responds with the new service's information, including its service endpoint. In either case, the MEC app can now utilize or consume the discovered service. The MEC sandbox offers service enabling capabilities for users and MEC applications to offer and discover new or user-defined services. I will highlight an example using the service query discovery option. First, in step one, I need to do some preparation in the sandbox. Start by selecting a configuration from the sandbox simulated edge network options. All of them include the MEC platform and the service enablement API. Next, create MEC application instance IDs for both the service producing and consuming applications. Post confirm ready indications for both applications with the MEC platform. Now, I'm ready to register my new service from my producing MEC application. I issue a POST to the MEC Service Management Services endpoint, providing my application instance ID for my service producing MEC application and its new service information. A 201 response code indicates success. I will also receive a service instance ID for my service from the MEC platform populated in the created service resource instance. Finally, I can utilize the new service from my consuming MEC application. From it, I issue a GET request to the services endpoint in the MEC platform, and I provide the service name for my new service. The MEC platform matches this query request in the service registry and returns a 200 response code on success. The provided service information includes everything that I need to consume the service, including its endpoint. So give it a try in the sandbox at try-mec.etsy.org. Let's recap what we've learned in this episode. We learned what are MEC services and how MEC applications can offer new MEC services to extend the MEC system. We've learned how a MEC application can register a new service. We've also learned how MEC applications can discover new services. Finally, we took a look at how the MEC sandbox can be used to experiment and enable these new MEC services. Interested in learning more? Please visit the MEC sandbox and give it a try. You can learn more about the MEC Service Enablement API in episode 3 of the tech series. Finally, follow for the next episode in the series. Thank you very much for your time and attention. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please follow for more episodes in the MEC Tech series.